Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
Do you feel exposed? Well, you should. Your data is way more exposed than you think. Coming up, how to get a handle on your online privacy.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. So just a reminder that currently data aggregators are sending bots to collect everything and anything they can about you. Many assume that the law might intervene when data might be used to harm you, but that's not necessarily the case. Your best course of action is to stay aware and keep yourself one step ahead of the game. Here to help us do that is the Wall Street Journal's Jeff Fowler. Hey, Jeff.
Hi.
So in this digital landscape, privacy is coming up a lot lately. And you noted in your piece that a common phrase you hear is, I have nothing to hide. I think if people realized how these data aggregators send all of these bots to collect everything they can about you, they might be singing a different tune. So you came up with a privacy test, and anyone with the internet can do it. Using these people search engines, how can we learn more about how exposed we are?
Yeah, what I did is I found six volunteers, people I hadn't met before. I wasn't Facebook friends with them, didn't know anything about them. And it was sort of a challenge. I said, hey, I'm going to put you in front of some cameras, and going to have you come into my lab here in the journal's office. And then I'm going to spend an hour with you trying to show you everything that I can find out about you on the internet. A lot of these people were tech-savvy folks. Some worked in the industry. A lot of them had, you know, sort of their Facebook account under lock, and they were like, okay, I'm up for this. But I got to tell you, I was able to shock every single one of them, at least on some level. Step one, the first thing I did is there are these people search engines out there. They've got websites that you may not have heard, be familiar with the names of. Family Tree Now is one,
okay.
Spokio. And these are companies that are just taking all of this this data they can get from wherever and consolidating it into profiles.
What kind of information exactly, Jeff?
You name it. Your name, your age, your exact home address, every address you've lived at before, all of your family members, all of their information as well.
Oh, my God.
Anybody you've ever lived with, so your roommates, your exes. In some cases, the databases go further. If you pay for them, you can get people's income. You can get car records. You kind of name it. Like, it's super easy to go out there and not only find out information, but then potentially use it however you want. I mean, that's sort of the other piece of this, which is, you know, with that idea like, oh, I don't have anything to lose. But once you see what's out there, you realize how easy it is for someone who might want to stalk you.
Right.
You know, the internet and the information on it has become a huge way to stifle free speech now.
Right.
It's on the rise in the United States over the last couple of years, this thing called doxing, where
sure.
you go and get a whole bunch of information and then you use it to intimidate someone. And also just to like for criminals, right, who might want to impersonate you.
Yeah. You mentioned stalking, and, you know, I think we've all been accused of Facebook stalking once or twice in our life. But that's another huge platform where there's so much information on everyone. And I feel like that's probably one of the main ways you can easily just find out so much.
Yeah. So there's an ethical hacker, or a self-described ethical hacker. We can maybe debate this service. But he made a website called StalkScan. Now, that's a pretty scary sounding name. What StalkScan does, though, it's a fascinating tool. What it does is you go to Facebook and you find the profile of anybody, and then you copy that URL and you paste it into StalkScan, and then just by clicking on buttons, you can see everything about that person which is public. And what it's really bringing forward is something that I think a lot of people miss. People tend to think like, oh, the information that's on Facebook is what is on my profile page, what
right.
I've added to my timeline. The truth is, actually, there's probably a lot of other information about you on Facebook that was maybe posted in public by your friends.
My friends, right?
Yeah. So, for example, with my test group that I brought into my lab, you know, within like a couple of clicks, I was showing a young woman photos of her at a toga party from 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, that she hadn't posted, but her friends had, and then they tagged her in it. A lot of people don't realize there's that sort of tagging loophole.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing that happens about Facebook is, yes, it has lots of privacy controls and options and twiddles and dials and knobs. But People don't really know how to use them. So there's actually pretty impressive dossiers of information about a lot of people that are out there that this DocScan website helps you figure out.
You know, Google keeps a dossier on us as well. I hadn't realized that. How do we find out what Google has on us?
Yeah, so this is actually, of all of the tests that I did in my lab, this Google was the one that surprised people the most.
Uh-huh.
So now the difference between these Google and the other ones we were talking about is the information that Google has, they say they don't share with other people. So it's between you and Google, and then, of course, whatever the hell Google wants to do with it, which is a lot.
Sure.
But it's still fascinating to see what this dossier looks like. So there's two places to go that surprise people a lot. So the first one is the maps timeline. So if you go to google.com/maps/timeline, you can see, and depending on which Google services you use, it's essentially trying to make a map of every place you've ever been, or at least ever been with your phone.
My goodness.
So if you take a photo of a place, it geotags it to the location.
Mm-hmm.
If you use Google Maps, you have that Maps app open, it can track you through, and then, you know, it can make these very detailed dossiers of everywhere you've been on a particular day, so you can go back in time. Now, you do have the option to turn that off and also delete some of that data, which a lot of my volunteers did. The other Google thing that I think is worth people knowing about is called My Activity. So if you go to myactivity.google.com and you log in there, that's where Google keeps everything else that it is keeping about you. So if you use the Chrome browser, for example, it's not just your Google searches and the history of all of them, but it's actually the web pages you go to. It's the YouTube videos you watch.
Wow.
If you use the voice services that Google has, you know, like the Google Home device or OK Google on your phone, it keeps the actual recordings of your voice. And again, you can go back at any time in history and like listen to yourself saying, OK, Google, should I have ramen for lunch today? That's when I found I had once said to it. So it's just a ton of information that, again, you have some power to delete or remove if you want, but you have to start asking yourself, why do they need this? What are they going to do with it? And what happens if it gets in the hands of a hacker?
We're speaking to The Wall Street Journal's Jeff Fowler about what you need to know about online privacy. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Technology shifts, policy changes, new regulations. When it comes to investing, things move quickly, so you need a partner you can trust. At Merrill Lynch, that's been our goal since day one. It's why we explain our services and fees, measure progress around your life and goals, and offer access to resources whenever and however you want. At Merrill Lynch, we're bullish on the future. Yours. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member, SIPC.
Thanks for joining us. So, Jeff, you know, we didn't even get into the apps that track our phone and what's coming in the era of AI. And, you know, there technically aren't even laws protecting us. So the lesson of the day, I guess, is to be as diligent as humanly possible.
Yeah. In fact, next week, I'm going to do another column on this topic, focused much more on sort of the steps that you and I can take to protect ourselves. So I definitely look forward to coming back and talking with you next week about sort of the top things that I think folks can do to at least close some of the holes.
We're very sufficiently freaked out right now, so we will need that next week.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot, Jeff.
You bet.
Thanks again to The Wall Street Journal's Jeff Fowler. That'll end this edition of The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing for now. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.